Well, I want to get started. What can I do? Specifically, right now, right here, today and tomorrow, what can I do?
The first assignment for anyone wishing to seriously explore tomorrow's God and to personally live the new spirituality will be to go within. Begin a schedule of daily practice in meditation, deep prayer, silent listening, whatever you're comfortable with. You can begin this right now, this instant. 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night can change your life. Some of you have gone your entire lives without spending that much time in quiet communion with your soul. Second, exercise your body. Your mind does not fully and easily take in new data if your body is lumping through the day. If you're not on a regular exercise regimen, establish one now. This is something you can do within the next 24 hours. 20 minutes a day used in this way can change your life. Some of you have gone your entire lives without spending that much time in purposeful physical exercise. Third, eat well. You're dulling your mind and killing your body with what you are ingesting. This effect is slow and it is insidious. You won't stop it no matter how many times or ways you're warned, and you seem obsessive in your determination to eat and drink or smoke your way into oblivion. In the days of the new spirituality, this will be seen as a lack of spiritual discipline of the weakest kind, because it shows the saddest disregard for the prime value, which is preserving life.
So to get started in living the new spirituality, all we have to do is take some very practical first steps, like simply taking care of ourselves.
That's correct. Presently, most humans do not want to take care of themselves. They want someone else to take care of them. This is what has given rise to religions that tell you what to believe, governments that tell you what to do, schools that tell you what to think, economies that tell you what to have, and societies that tell you what to be. If there is one thing that is doing you in, if there is an Achilles heel of the human race, here it is: dependence. That is why I've called the embracing of tomorrow's God and the creation of a new spirituality a civil rights movement for the soul, for it will bring you freedom from your dependencies. The second greatest weakness of your species is lack of interdependence.
Wait a minute. Our greatest weakness is dependence, and our second greatest weakness is lack of interdependence? Why does that sound like a contradiction to me?
Because you think that dependence and interdependence are the same thing. They're not. To be interdependent is to be in reciprocal relationship. To be dependent is to be abnormally reliant on something to the degree that it is physically or psychologically habit-forming. Many, many humans imagine that they have needs that they cannot meet by themselves. This is what yesterday's God urges them to imagine, so that many people will become reliant on Him. Tomorrow's God will not encourage any such thing.
But everybody needs someone. Surely there's room in life's equation for needing someone.
You are interdependent in the sense that no one can exist alone. No man is an island. But you are not dependent in the sense that you need a particular other. We will talk more about this when we take a look at tomorrow's God and relationships. Right now, you've asked me what steps you could take right here, this moment, to explore and to live the new spirituality. I'd given you three things you could do at once. There is a fourth.
And that is?
Seek, on a regular basis, spiritual inspiration and sustenance for your soul. Find a way to recognize, that is, to recognize, to know again, the sacredness of all life, and to honor that which is divine and which is divinely inspired. Do this in whatever way feels fitting to you. Go to church, temple, mosque, or synagogue regularly, if that's where you find your sacred inspiration. Yet do not fail to ask questions there, to probe issues there, to explore options there. Do not be afraid to contradict doctrine there if a contradiction appears in your heart.